Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
I just tapped my leg, Sean. You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. We are here, John. And if you hear any noises in the background today, obviously homeschooling. And today is songs and stories going on
right
in the background on Zoom. Very like what we do, John, if I'm honest. I think someone's nicked the idea.
It sounds very similar, doesn't it?
I don't know if a lot of my daughter's songs and stories will be National League based.
Or based at Trail Services.
For example. I don't know if that's how it will be, but we might, you never know, we might hear about Ivor Dewdney. And they might have a song and a story about that.
You never know. I rather liked you sort of slapping your thigh and sort of rooting, tooting.
And off we go. Very was panto, great. Wasn't it?
Very
Miss Panto.
Very nice.
Lovely stuff, wasn't it?
We're in a
very
remarkably
good
chipper mood, considered.
I'm really faking it. Can you hear it in my voice? The smile, as they say, is not reaching my eyes.
It's painted
it's
on.
Bottom half only. If you, yeah. I'm like a duck. If you're looking at my top half, just be very, very, very just stale. And the bottom half is really trying to enforce some energy and some joie de vivre into the proceedings.
Look, there are 23 teams in the National League.
Yes.
Obviously, plus some more in the National League North and South. There's lots of teams, as happens to be Torquay United. They lost last night.
They did.
Hence they did, the brooding.
As I said it on Twitter, and I don't know if everyone saw it, but very clever from Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs last night, because reeling them in, John, what with the vote and everything, which we'll catch up on later on, with the vote and everything, reeling people in to thinking a false sense of security. Hey, Torquay are slipping. We've got a chance here. We'll vote to carry on the season.
Carry on, yeah.
And then, jugunk, kick on. Poof. Danny Wright's back. He's not even injured, Danny Wright.
Look, you wouldn't put it past Gary Johnson.
We're just giving people a chance, John. That's all it is, giving people a chance to catch up.
He thought, I'm not going to play any strikers.
On Tuesday no night. Strikers.
Just not going to play them. You're going to go 4-6 none.
It's brave playing no strikers. I'm looking forward to the game. We play no defenders. I mean, some could say that was the Gary Hours team or the previous two Torquay United teams from that. I think that's a good result, though, for Sutton, obviously. Last time, we'll go through this in a minute, John.
Yeah,
obviously
we will.
Good result for Sutton, though, because gives them false hope as well, because they're never winning the league. So that's brilliant.
And it just stamps down those cocky fans at Stockport a little bit. Just
love that.
Shuts
love
them
that
up.
And I saw someone from Notts County, oh, Torquay slipping. You want to go, mate, we're about 15 points clear of you. Yeah. We've lost once.
No, but if they win both their games against us, oh, no, they didn't do that.
Oh, they didn't do that, John. No. There we are. So, yeah. So, look, songs and stories, a little bit of National League chat. We've got a couple of guests. Haven't we, John?
We've got a few very special
I'm already
guests.
Doing what's coming up in the podcast, and I've not even asked you, John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Come on. So, coming up, yes, lots of news. We've done some of it already. lots of news from two rounds of National League games to get through. Yes, special guest, number one, someone who will be, I was going to say, joining us in the National League next season, but... Are we going to say swapping places with us in the National League, I think?
Well, the reason we've got him on, isn't it, John? I keep saying we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's just talk about it now, for goodness sake. Not going to fill any time. It's a podcast. It's edited, right? The reason we've got him on is because they are pooing their pants, the Grimsby Town fans, that the season is going to carry on. I think they'll be all right. They've just bought some good players. We'll talk to Lloyd Griffith about it in a second.
Comedian, Grimsby fan, and yes, previous members of the National League, they got out and now they're just so desperate to get back again.
They love it.
They've decided not to win a game in about 2 months. So,
is it Schrodinger's cat? No, what is it? Who is it keeps going back to the bell when they ring the bell?
Oh, that's...
Pavlov's dog?
Pavlov's dog, yeah.
And is that a bad thing when people keep returning? I don't really know which one it is. What's Schrodinger's cat then, John?
I'm not very good on this sort of stuff.
Schrodinger's cat, Pavlov's dog. What else is there? There's all sorts. We don't know any of them. I've said Pavlov's
Nietzsche's
dog in the past.
I don't know.
I've said Pavlov's dog in the past, like I know what I'm on about. I'm going to admit that here and now.
Okay, a gap in your knowledge. Maybe you could homeschool... yourself.
Today's the day, John. Today's the day we find out what it means. Here I go. I'm just putting it into the old Google. Tell us more what's going on in the podcast while I find out.
We're going to have, it's going to be an interesting interview. Tom Greatrex, who sits on the FA, he's from the Football Supporters Association, bit of a sports admin guru. He knows all there is to know. He's going to explain how this National League vote is going to work to us. But I don't think we're going to do the interview. Is that right?
No. News in, John, is that Non-League Ray...
Yes.
Has, for some reason, we don't know how it's happened, he's got a vote in the ballot.
Right. How has that happened then?
Apparently it was left for him at the Travel Lodge.
Right.
At Trowel Services.
Just a little voting slip.
And it's been left for him, so he's got a vote. He doesn't. Have you read it, John? It's impossible.
Wordy,
for me and you,
it?
Exactly. Yeah. Me and you can't get it, let alone Non-League Ray. So Non-League Ray is going to ask Tom Greatrex to explain it to him. So that's exciting,
okay,
isn't it?
Okay, that's very exciting. That'll be
very good.
That'd be good.
Pavlov's dog, John. Pavlovian theory is a learning procedure that involves pairing a stimulus with a conditioned response. In the famous experiments that Ivan Pavlov conducted with his dogs, Pavlov found that objects or events could trigger a conditioned response. This is with Gary Johnson's gulls. Rather than Pavlov's dog, Gary Johnson's gull, he needs a little bell to ring when he means Aaron Nemain and Ben Whitfield switch. Ding-a-ling. They do it without even thinking about it, John.
Is Ivan Pavlov got a Cornish cousin called Ivan Dudney?
Pavlov's dog. It doesn't say anything
Pavlov's pesky
about meringue or raspberries, which is a shame, isn't it? Pavlov's law. Pavlov found that for associations to be made, the two stimuli had to be presented close together in time, such as a bell. It's John Bartlett. Bartlett's dog.
Bartlett's dog, yeah.
As niche as it gets.
Really
as
niche.
As Nietzsche as it gets. He called this the law of temporal contiguity.
Oh, God.
If the time between the conditioned stimulus and unconditioned stimulus, food. All right, so every time there was a bell, he'd go and get his food.
I don't know what I'm more confused by, this or the National League resolution.
Right, so basically Pavlov rang a bell and his dog came and got some food.
Yeah.
So he was used to that
Associated
happening.
The bell with the food.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. So there we are. So you associate Robert Miles' children with a depressing 3-0 defeat.
Yeah.
And that is Pavlov's dog. That is the Gary Johnson's gull theory. In a nutshell, what else in the podcast,
John? We've all learned something there, haven't we?
We have, haven't we? It's been good.
Some letters. That's probably it, isn't it?
That's probably it. Yeah, that's probably lovely, John. It sounds like a lovely podcast. Give us some news, John.
I'll give you a bit of news, shall I? I mean, I've not actually written many jokes. I couldn't find anything
What's new?
Funny about the news. Nothing. It's almost like one defeat had just ruined it all for me. But yeah, back to Saturday.
Hey, John, we used to feel like this all the time.
Every week. Go back to season one.
Every other week used to feel like this.
Go back to season one when we got relegated.
Unbelievable. We're still doing it. Still watching them.
Yeah. Oh, you can't put
Pavlov's
us off.
Dog.
So back to Saturday. Borehamwood 1, Eastleigh 2. Dagenham 2, Chesterfield 2. Chesterfield played 80 minutes with 10 men. Still managed to get a draw against Dagenham. A pretty hopeless performance from them. Halifax 2, Maidenhead 3. Great game up there. Hartlepool 1, Sutton 0, which was a bit of a battle at the top there.
Everyone beating everyone else. Everyone's beating everyone else. It's my new positive song. It's keeping me going.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kingsland 0, Wrexham 2, which again, just got absolutely nothing to say about it. Weymouth 0, Notts County 1. I wrote down referee Copeland, but I thought I could do something with that. Didn't do
something
anything
about with the it. Police. Something about the police.
Who's
something like that.
Aaron Copeland, didn't he write was it Fanfare for the Common Man? Was that Aaron Copeland?
Jeebus, that would have really been stretching it. We've already done Pavlov's Dog.
I'm going to check now because I meant to look it up. Aaron Copeland.
Okay. We're really showing our intelligence this week, John. It's like we've been locked at home with nothing to do for weeks on end. Oh, is that ba ba ba?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that Aaron Copeland?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it should be. It'd be good. I think it'd be good for the team to run out to that.
Wouldn't it be really good?
Schrodinger's cat, John, before we carry on. In quantum mechanics, Schrodinger's cat is a thought experiment that illustrates an apparent paradox of quantum superposition. In the thought experiment, a hypothetical cat, a hypothetical defender, may be considered simultaneously both alive and dead as a result of being linked to a random subatomic event that may or may not occur. It's Rob Street up front. He's a hypothetical striker.
Schrodinger's striker.
Yeah.
And the other game from Saturday, Woking 1, Stockport 4. So Simon Rusk got off to a winning start there, 3-0 up at half time.
Giving in Woking early there.
Aaron Thingamy, what's his name? Alan Dowson said Stockport, best team in the league, despite every member's name.
Thingamy. We've done songs about him, sketches on him, a whole quiz about him. What's his name again?
I could not remember his name for the life of me. Yeah, after the game.
Hate figure for a season.
Stockport at miles, by miles, the best team in the league.
By miles.
Every empirical bit of data says not true. And Yeovil 3, Dover 1. All talking affair there. The goal scorers, Joe Quigley, for Maloney. Reece Murphy, for Maloney.
Yeah.
Adebayo Aziz, for Maloney.
Oh,
lovely.
Where's he? Where's Aziz, John?
Dover. And the other
is
two
he?
At Yeovil.
Yeah. I liked him. I'd have had him back. I'd have had him back.
It was rubbish.
Okay.
And well, Bromley 2, Aldershot 0 as well. Elliot Swallow was the referee in that game. So he's written a book, you know, got it published and selling it online. Of course, it's Swallows on Amazon.
Hey, John.
All right.
You said you had no jokes.
I had one joke.
That was superb, wasn't it? I thought you were going to go with Swallows Don't Make a Summer, something like that.
Yeah, no, that could have worked as
or
well.
Or you could have gone with the Stuart Copeland reference, One Swallow Doesn't Make Gordon Sumner, who is, of course, Sting. And then there's more police references.
There you go. See, we come up with something.
Something, John.
Tuesday night, let's just rattle through those. Aldershot 2, Barnet 1. Aldershot came from 1-0 down to win that one. Barnet obviously lost to Torquay on the weekend.
They've had it.
They got 9 points.
Yeah, they've had
Quite
it, John.
Quite spectacular.
They've had it.
They're gone. Eastleigh 1, Wrexham 1. Stockport 0, Sutton 2.
Everyone's beating everyone else.
And Borehamwood 1, Weymouth 0.
And no one else played. So that's good, John, isn't it?
Loads of games off, yeah.
No one else played. So.
No, I think there's a postponement or something down at Playmore. Not quite sure what happened.
I can't remember what happened. So, but I looked at the league table and we're still 9 points clear. So
that's fine.
Obviously
isn't it?
Going very well for the girls, isn't it, John? Player Mayor, I don't know what he's done wrong.
Don't know
what he's done wrong. Poor bloke. We have a problem with one of the players, don't we, John? But we're not allowed to talk about it because we get in trouble. Okay, let's go, guys.
I'll play that in reverse, so it's like a secret code.
If you want to know what it is, find us on Twitter. DM us on Twitter and recommend a friend to the podcast. Prove you've recommended a friend. We will tell you the secret. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Good.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Yes, it is good, John. And we are joined by someone
quaking in their boots at the thought of Torquay United coming up out the league and taking their place. He's pooing his pants. You can hear it from here, all the way from Grimsby. The big old fisherman himself. Do you know who it is, John? Like, I've never heard of him.
I do know who it is.
Cheers, John.
Do you want me to say? It's Lloyd Griffith. How are you, Lloyd?
There he is.
Hello. Hello, lads. How are you? I'm in Battersea, actually. Not Grimsby. Yeah.
Someone's doing all right.
Yeah, my landlord. My landlord's doing very all right. That's actually a bit from my routine. Well, I saw that. Behind Charlie, the green screen, there's a Battersea power station just in the background.
There is. And why is that? And why is that, Lloyd?
It's
why is that? Think about it.
I know why. It's got family connotations, mate, hasn't it? Because
exactly, that's the tattoo I'm going to get. Battersea power station.
Well, do you know what? I came over Chelsea Bridge the other day.
Don't do that, Lloyd, because that is a terrible thing to do. Well, look, we know you're a young man, but you'll get in trouble for that.
I did it into the Thames, all right? Okay, it's fine. Like a fat seagull. And you can't see Battersea Power Station anymore because they've built loads of new houses and that lot. So it's quite sad, really. So a good start to the podcast, isn't it? Me talking about...
What a lovely trip round London we're having here. John Cadogan, what questions have you got for Lloyd Griffith how much Grimsby Town?
I've written down several questions, actually. The first one is, are you going to come down?
Oh, honestly, lads, I am so scared. I don't know what is going on. Well, I do know what's going on. We basically we started the season with Ian Holloway in charge and the current owner, and I don't think they planned for the season starting. I really don't think that they planned for the season starting. We let 8 players go who were on relatively decent salaries, not like massive, massive salaries, but on decent salaries, the likes of like Elliot Whitehouse and Charles Burnham, Jake Hessenthaler, who have all gone on to play for clubs that are doing quite well in League Two. Let's be honest with you. And I essentially, we didn't, I don't think we planned for the league starting again. And we brought in a lot of players from teams like Felixstowe Invictus and Aberystwyth. Hales Owen. It's taken a while for them to adapt. And we just weren't very good under Ian Holloway. Like, you know, I love Ian. I think he's a lovely bloke. But I think it was really badly managed from the very top and then downwards. And we just kept blaming COVID. And you look at and you go, well, we're not the only team that had COVID. Like, it was a national... Actually, I think it's global. I think I read the news, it's global.
I think so. It's a pandemic. It's a pandemic,
it?
Lloyd. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, yeah. I wondered why the work had dried up.
it's just not just because of shit.
Yeah, finally.
a real relief for Lloyd there.
A ray of light by coming onto the national obsession. And so, it's COVID. And actually, like, it wasn't. And we blamed the collapse of ITV Digital for the reason why we're where we are. And that is, you're laughing. That is not a joke. Like, our owner, current owner, and hopefully there's a takeover happening that should be going through soon, he still blames ITV Digital for the reason why we're in League Two and not his management. And so, you know, it's a real problem. I'm not sure if we are coming down, but we've got a lot of work to do. Lads, we've got a lot. We signed 9 players in this transfer window, which I think is the most we've ever signed, which just shows that we're in massive problems here.
It really reminds me, John, I don't know about you, of when Torquay got out of the league. We went up for a bit and then changed owners and then came back down, and then we struggled to get out since. Is that right, John? Is that how it works? I can't remember.
Yeah, and Grimsby had done a bit of a classic Torquay. When it all goes wrong, bring back a former player or manager to come and manage the team. Brought back Paul Hurst, because he got you out of the National League last time, didn't he? Has he had any sort of impact yet?
I think so, yeah. Like, I really like Paul. I really rate him as a manager. And you look what happened. Like, he came to us from having been at Ilkeston and then Boston, came to us and brought in players that we'd never really heard of. Like, our goalkeeper, who's still here, James McEwen, I mean, brought him from Holland, and the likes of Sean Pearson, Craig Disley, Lionel John-Lewis, who we've actually brought back this week, and apparently he's looking very sharp in training. He was at Hereford.
Oh, love that. Looking sharp in training. Best finisher at the club.
I mean, honestly, I will take that compared to what we've had to endure over the last 4 months. Yeah. So I think Paul Hurst, you know, he then went to Shrewsbury, did a great job at Shrewsbury, and then went to Ipswich. I think the situation at Ipswich was not in his favour. And this isn't me standing up for him or kind of defending that we've got him again. I think they basically said, yeah, come to join the club. Oh, by the way, you've got no money. Hence why he was bringing in players from that he'd already managed. He knows the league really well. And that's the thing about Paul Hurst. He knows League One, League Two, and the Conference really well. And that's his recruitment is, and this is something that various players have said, that he goes out and he scouts. Him and Chris Doig scout and scout and scout and have got a network of people like working for them. But so I'm hoping that he will make an impact. We drew at Cambridge, so he's got 1 point, but he inherited a very bad team who were in a very negative mind space who just couldn't score. And I'm hoping, we played Stevenage on Saturday, and the first 43 minutes, we looked great. We looked like we got this lad from Fleetwood called Jay Matete. Oh my God. It was like having Lionel Messi in your team. It was unbelievable. And even Paul Hurst, like after the first game, was like, we've got Jay Matete in midfield who run the shop. He went, he's come from Fleetwood, not Man City, not Liverpool. When someone from Fleetwood is changing the game, then it's we've got issues. So I'm
hoping. Do you see, Lloyd, a much different standard
compared to the National League you're on about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I genuinely think there is a big difference. I really do think there is a big difference because I think the National League is a league of two halves. Like that top league, kind of, they're teams that have dropped out for whatever reason. That bottom half, there are teams in the conference that you go, oh, we know we're going to get 3 points here. Oh, that's fine. We know we're going to get 3 points here and maybe increase our goal advantage. You don't get that in League Two unless you are high flying. You know what I mean? If you are running away with it and you've had a cash injection. I think there is a massive difference. I think there is a massive difference. And the adaptation of what you've got to do to go down into the conference and then go back up are huge.
It's too hard. It's going down. What do you miss most about the National League though, Lloyd?
Winning 6-0 or 7-0. I mean, that was winning. Do you know what I mean? Going to Welling on a Saturday, being 0-0 at half time, and then winning 4-0 in the second half. Do you know what I mean? So,
It was.
And I don't, no disrespect to any teams, but going to grounds that I'd never been to was amazing. Do you know what I mean? Going to Hayes and Yedding, and then going to Hayes and Yedding at Woking, and then going to Woking like a week later. you know, like Eastbourne, Dover, or you know, the smaller grounds. Really, really enjoyed that. And you know,
as John and I call it, a tour of the worst grounds of the worst small towns in Britain.
It's like that book you get, like the crap towns book.
Crap towns.
Yeah. Crap towns of the country, and they're all in the National League South.
Chelmsford, Sutton. So, no offence to Chelmsford or Sutton. I'm just
Lloyd Griffiths on tour in Chelmsford and Sutton.
I'm not. Thankfully, I'm not. I'm bad.
Obviously, he's tried to sort of rectify things. He said he's gone on a bit of a signing spree. He signed a lad from Hartlepool, isn't he? He signed Joe Bunny from
Joe Bunny,
Hartlepool.
Yeah.
So hoping he won't be a rabbit in the headlights. No, I'm sorry.
There it is. This is the level we
this
reached,
is the standard
Lloyd.
We're
it's as good as we get. It's as the good as
it,
we get.
It was driven down by his dad, Warren.
There it is, you see.
He's going to score a goal on Saturday. It's going to be an absolute thumper.
Bit of a playboy, apparently.
Oh, here we go.
He said he left Hartlepool because he wanted league football, which could come back to
Hartlepool.
12 games left, mate. If he wants 12 games of league football, you can almost guarantee him that.
How many games have you got left?
I think it is 12. I'm not sure. I have to check.
So you've got 12 games left. Is that all?
No, so we've got there's 26 teams in the league. So at what's that times 2 minus 2?
51. Anyone?
There's 24 teams in the league.
24.
Yeah. 48.
48. So we've got 46.
46 games.
We've got 10 games left. No, 20 games left. 20 games left.
I was going to say, you're not over.
Oh, that's fine. Do you know what?
That's actually this week.
This podcast has actually made me feel a lot better about me being not shit.
Actually,
we've got 10 more games. There's 60 points up for grabs, lads.
You could get in the playoffs from here. You're going now, Lloyd. You're going. All? Yeah, that's it. We've got to speak to someone else.
Oh God, who else are you speaking to?
Tom Greatrex is going to talk us through the non-league ballot.
Oh, will you let us know? I'll just listen to the podcast tomorrow, I guess. that's how it works.
Is there anything you'd like to plug? Your candles?
No, just if you're a secret investor and you want to come to Grimsby, that'd be great. No, just support. I just want to promote washing hands and being kind to people. Okay.
Okay. Nothing would please us more, Lloyd. I'm sure you join me on this, John, than being away at Blundell Park next season.
I'd love it.
Can I just add in League Two? He's left.
It's just gone.
Just gone. Just left. I was being nice, John.
What a shame.
I was being unbelievable.
I was going to say how good he was, and it's a sin as well. I can't now.
Gone now.
The National Obsession.
We're very, very lucky to be joined by Tom Greatrex from the Football Supporters Association, also is on the FA board. Tom, very, very warm welcome to the National Obsession.
Thank you very much, John. Good to be with you.
Now, you may have noticed Charlie's not here. I'm going to be taking a back seat in this, I think. Charlie's taking a back seat in this. And he's every man non-league ready. He represents non-league fans up and down the country. And I think he's going to be doing
the... every man, John. I'm not every man. I'm one man, but I'm some man for one man.
And he, non-league ready...
Like, for instance, I'm not Tom Daly, the swimmer.
No.
I couldn't do that if I tried.
But non-league rate is very confused by the votes and the resolutions that could sort of determine how...
No. It's very clear. Just very clear in my mind, John.
Ray, why don't you take it away?
Yes, hello. On the ice, I believe, is what I'm supposed to say.
On the ice, Ray.
On the ice. Tom Greatrex, hello. I don't know how it's happened. I don't know if you know, I live in the Travelodge at Travel Services. Someone left on the reception there for me a non-league ballot.
Okay. And
it is absolute gobbledygook. Tom, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like someone's just written any words down in a row and put them in four boxes. And I'm told you can explain it to me. All I can see, Tom,
yeah,
I can't believe they're saying it even, is they're going to take my beloved non-league away. They're going to null and void it forever. That's it. No more non-league. And I bloody love the non-league. Could you explain the ballot to me, Tom, on the ice?
I can try. So you have on a piece of paper four different resolutions.
Yes,
four different things to vote on.
Yes, yeah. Four things. It's confusing already. Four, isn't it?
Well, you can vote for or against to each resolution. So
four.
Four or against, you choose. The first one...
I choose.
Is about whether you think that all the teams in National League, step one, so National League, the top division, should decide what happens. And all the teams in step two, which is the National League North and National League South, should decide what happens in that division. So deciding by division rather than by league.
Okay. Am I deciding? Is it just me deciding this? Because it's a lot of pressure
it's all
for me. I've not had this much pressure, Tom, since someone told me I had the key and the secret and I did not know what to do.
Well, you have the key here as well. So... Okay. You can unlock the rest of the season.
Okay, it's up to me. Wow. Okay.
It's down to you and the select others who got one of those special envelopes that you got at the...
It actually had Macclesfield Town FC written on the front of it. No, no, no. Section one, do you want the National League and the National League South and North to decide on their own futures?
That's right.
Okay. Yes, I do.
So, well, as long as you and enough others to be above 75% of you all have voted for that, that means then the decision on what happens next is decided by division.
So 75% of all of us have to decide on one thing.
75% of the votes, but the votes have got different weights. So the national...
That's like my family on a Friday night. It's like, do you want pizza or chips? And the people who have different weights want different things.
They do, and their votes might be taken more seriously than others.
Yes, mine as the dad paying. I'm not even
exactly.
I'm pretending I've got kids. I've never met a woman.
So you voted for that. That means then if you're a National League top division club, you can then vote to continue or not. And if you're a National League North and South club, you can also vote whether you want to continue or not.
So let's just say I am in the National League South, which is where I would bloody love to be just all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see, I am Welling United, Tom.
Yeah.
And I want the league to continue.
So you, that would be resolution three, and you would vote four.
Yes.
So you voted for resolution one. If that passes, then you go to resolution three.
Okay.
And if you wanted the...
I've lost.
And you would vote for that.
That bit's redacted. Don't get to hear that bit. That's been redacted. We can't hear that. Tom's speaking now. If anything, he's made it more confusing, to be honest. Resolutions and all that. Every time I make a resolution, I break it next day because I get... have a few drinks and that before, and I'm just straight back on Travelodge buffet. It's very tough. So resolution three, and then off to four, and then we all stay up and everyone has a party and gets drunk. Away days at Solihull Moor Halls FC.
But you might not. There might be others that will vote to stop the season.
Okay. Who are those people? I'd murder them with my bare hands.
Well, if you you'll see that. Clubs like Bath City, I think, are saying they're voting to stop the season.
They play rugby, Tom, so I don't know why Bath are bothered about it. Why are they bothered? Are they getting involved now as well? Are they rugby teams? Harlequins, is it? Harlequins have voted no for the National League. What's this? None of their bloody business, Tom. Right, okay. Thank you, John. Thanks for the chance to clear that up. Thank you, Tom. Great tricks. Man, very high up in the football, apparently. Very high up.
Thank you, Normie Gray. And thank you, Tom. That was... Did it clear anything up? I'm actually sure.
It's cleared everything up for me, Tom. John, man, who are you? Who are you?
Good. I'm even more confused.
Where am I?
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener.
Isn't that lovely, John? That was a lovely
tight.
One.
Really? Almost as if we'd already tight. Practiced it.
I know. It's like we'd put fingers in ears and that was the second take.
It's like exactly. We've done it, forgot to press record and started again.
Was my sound okay, John?
It was, yeah.
What was I? Was I anything happening?
You weren't peeking, no.
Oh, I'm not telling you what I was peeking at. Hey, John, any letters?
Yes.
No. I'm going to guess. I'm thinking Bangkok. I'm thinking someone called Willie in Bangkok.
Oh, my God.
Not that I'd make a crude joke about that, John.
No, you wouldn't.
Because we're better than that.
You have got the login to the emails, though. So theoretically, you could have seen that. I know that I you don't looked. Look, though. So.
Yes. It's like I don't think about the podcast until we actually do it. That isn't true, John. As the WhatsApp group is testament to.
No, we have one letter, I hear you ask.
Ah.
One letter to get to.
Yes, go on then.
From Willie in Bangkok.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Willie says...
On the ice to Willie.
On the ice, lads. He says, I'm an exiled girl in Bangkok, Thailand. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I can't do this with a straight face. We've got listeners from all around the world, haven't we?
We have. Where have we had them, John? Arkansas, Singapore.
There was a bit in the tape one where I couldn't remember Singapore. I've remembered Singapore now. Singapore.
Oh, yeah. Brixham.
Yeah.
That was the joke we did there.
It's like the Wild West, isn't it? And then you went, wee-oh.
What a shame, John. You didn't press record on this bit. This was all gold. Anyway, read the letter out.
I think that's the main bit. Now you're going to have to pretend like you haven't heard this already.
I'm an
exiled girl in Bangkok, Thailand. I really enjoy the podcast. And it helps me keep up to date with the world's greatest football league from so far away. I've been thinking about your problem of what to do with the podcast should the goals get promoted out in the National League. And I think you should put the decision...
Not a problem, John. Not in no way a problem.
Won't be a problem. He says, I think you should put the decision to listeners in the spirit of crystal clear National League democracy. I put together some resolutions for your consideration.
Oh, right. Okay. Like what? Like the ballot? Like the non-league ballot?
He's done his own version of the National League ballot. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Resolution one. all the listeners vote about whether to continue the podcast into League Two, accruing debt to continue sponsoring permanently injured left backs, or give up and spare Woking and Yeovil's blushes.
Come on, Liam. I believe in you, Liam. I believe in you, Liam.
And that's resolution one. Resolution two, only the Foffs vote on this one.
Oh, says, that's, yes, that's good.
Voters should consider if they think they're hard enough to carry on and try and catch Torquay, or whether they're too chicken and want to give up. Wrexham supporters excluded from this vote for being too rich.
Foff's privilege, that would be called, that one.
Resolution three, no one votes on this one. He says, give up on the National League and coverage of all the in Boreham Wood and start covering clubs like Scunthorpe United of League Two.
Yes. What would, in the vein of that, what would we call Scunthorpe United? Who knows?
And it's resolution four. I've confused myself. Let's just keep on playing. Willie in Bangkok.
Hey, Willie, on the ice. That's a brilliant, brilliant letter. Of course, option four is just to null and void the whole thing, John.
We did find it a lot funnier first time around, Willie. I'll be honest. Second time around, I felt personally like it dragged.
We really laughed. First time around, we really laughed. We were amazed at how good your letter was.
It was. Questioning if you were a
pro writer. So thank you for that. But John forgot to press record. But this is as far as we got. So who knows what happens now? No
from
one.
From here on, we're freeforming. Well, actually,
that's a great letter from Willie there. He's working his way towards a Foff number.
I think he could almost have two letters for that. Is that good?
Oh, John. No, he's not an NHS nurse. What are you on about?
I think Daisy Sellers had her Foff number rescinded.
I see she's suspiciously quiet this week, seeing as she's an Altrincham fan. Mm. But we cover all the National League, John. We're not just Torquay. So, Daisy Seller, congratulations on Altrincham winning. We were a very good side. Very good side.
Best we've played, I think.
Enjoy the money, Karen. What's that?
You have all the grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck.
No, well done.
No, well done, thanks.
Very, very good. Very good. Hey, if you want to send us a letter, do that on, what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com. You can tweet us on that @NatHubSupport.
Yeah, we love that. Hey, it's the trophy this weekend, John, so that's no platforms.
We've got to go to disease-ridden Southport, one of the epicentres of the South African variant.
I'm hoping we don't go.
Sack it off.
But what? Oh, no, sack it off.
William Bangkok's ears suddenly pricked up there.
I don't think you should do that with the South African variant. Graham Cousins.
Graham Cousins.
He's the South African. Where are you, Graham? 441.
You got him on. You bastard Cousins.
You bastard South African variant. There we are. Well, we've had a laugh, John. Thanks for joining us. Do get in touch with us. And on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.